This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Yeah, so I would say that's an organizational decision. And, you know, we collect a lot of information about our players, especially our pitchers in between starts. Some of that is objective, some of it is subjective. And, you know, we're trying, like all decisions, we're trying to balance the short-term and long-term interests of the team.
Craig Breslow on the Greg Hill Show on Thursday morning, talking about the decision, the organizational decision to pull Garrett Crochet 80-plus pitches. 5 1/3 innings. Yeah, we didn't like it. It forced our buddy, our pal, our friend, and the manager of the Boston Red Sox, Alex Cora, to fib to us live on the radio.
Alex.
But that wasn't all that Craig Breslow had to say. Chris Curtis pushed back a little bit, and I thought this was an interesting exchange.
But so that's not Cora's decision then. So that's the organization has analytics they present to him and say, hey, this is why we should be at this point tonight.
It's a conversation, yeah. You know, and as it relates to health, you know, I think it makes sense to leverage all of the resources and expertise in the organization. And, you know, Alice and I have conversations around game strategy every single day. And, you know, when we see things differently, we sit down and have productive conversations about it and, you know, and ultimately make a decision.
Two best friends that anyone can have. It was a conversation. It's a conversation. It's like when my wife's mad and we have conversations and then we do whatever the hell she wants.
And then we do ultimately what she decides.
Yeah.
Yeah, my wife and I disagree on how we should parent the kids. And then ultimately we do what she thinks is best.
Yep. Yes, dear. Yes, dear. Happy wife, happy life. We move along. So we're getting little snippets of this along the way. And
something stinks here, Andy. Like something's coming from somewhere else. It's not just like there's a call coming from in the house. You know what I mean?
Well, but what I don't like is Craig Breslow brings up their health. He says health. No, it isn't health. Well, actually, I shouldn't say that it isn't health. I don't believe it's a health issue right now, right? It is managing the asset that is Garrett Crochet. Mm-hmm. Health would be, man, my arm is sore after that last start. I think we'd all say, let's back off, pull
Please don't
him,
say it's the elbow.
Do what you need to do, whatever. But just managing him because he's never pitched a lot of innings, you know, I think at one point, I don't know whether Cora or Breslow brought up that Crochet was leading the American League in both innings and pitches, I think. And it's like, okay, but that's not health. That is you load managing like they do in the NBA. That is you looking ahead and managing it. Health would be, yeah, he went to the trainer after the game and was concerned about the way. Walker Buehler, right? He had the short stint.
The shoulder tightness, yeah.
That was health. This isn't health. This is you being proactive rather than reactive. And I get that that's part of baseball and pitchers' arms are ticking time bombs and it seems like sooner or later everybody's hurt and all this, whatever. But this isn't a health issue. And this is, as he said, this is subjective, right? This is you don't think he should throw X number of pitches in a row or over a span or all the... It's not objective. There's no line in the sand that when he hits X number of pitches, his arm is going to blow up and fall off. So I just wish, you know, we used to always play the truth serum game with Bill Belichick. Sometimes I wish we could just play the truth serum game with our buddy, our pal, our friend, and our Wednesday interview, Alex Cora. Just Alex, if it were you, what would Garrett Crochet have done in that game? Not what the organization thinks or Brez thinks or any of these guys. What would you have done? And I think he would pitch him, personally.
So do I. Like I think he would pitch him. I think he would say, he gets paid to pitch. I need him to pitch. My bullpen is tired. He's going to go out there and be a hoss for me tonight.
Right, and that's where I don't like this whole conversation that is an organizational decision, and I'm using the weird tone to accentuate the words that I am stealing from Craig Breslow.
Oh, God.
So I don't like where this is going because I think Alex Cora, the manager, would do it the old-fashioned way. Oh, my bullpen is gassed. I need to pitch Crochet a lot tonight. Oh, in a couple weeks, there's an obvious opportunity where the bullpen is feeling great. They haven't pitched in a few days. We had an off day, and I can go by my gut, not some arbitrary date that we circled because the analytics people added up some pitches and said, we have to circle this date and this start. Like, that's not how you do it. I like the old-fashioned way. Let the manager actually manage his ball club.
When you said old-fashioned way, I thought you meant you were gonna. I thought you were gonna say like, yeah, you know, back in the '20s, where a guy would go out and throw nine and then take a break, throw nine, and then go to his job at the factory.
Let the manager have a feel for his clubhouse and his team and his arms
What the hell is he supposed to do? Otherwise, he's nothing more than a conduit in a jersey. I just had a terrifying thought about how this is going for Alex Cora right now. What was one of the big arguments? What was one of the big talkers late last summer here in the Boston sports scene? It was, Drake May has outplayed Jacoby Brissett in the preseason, but it's an open competition. No, it's a predetermined process, actually. We were just telling you guys it was an open competition. And then what happened? Gerard Mayo was forced organizationally. We're not sure if it was by the Crafts. We're not sure if it was by Elliot Wolf or Alonzo Highsmith or somebody else to start Jacoby Brissett over Drake May. We all agree that was not a very fun five games, not the greatest decision. And then ultimately, you know, he proved not to be a very good head coach and out the door he went. Right now, if Alex Cora is being told how to handle all of his pitchers and not being allowed to have a feel for it or manage the ball club, he may see a similar fate, which would be really unfortunate.
Yeah, and that's the bottom line here is his name is attached to the ball club right now more than Breslow. Breslow's early in his tenure, and he has probably a longer rope with which to hang himself, I say. I don't know. Is that one of those things that's been canceled? You're allowed to say
that? No, you can still sort of say
he's got a longer leash. Let's use the leash.
Longer leash is nice.
It's longer leash.
Is it one of those ones with a thumb trigger so it goes really long?
You can lock it off real quick and rip the dog back if he's going to run in front of
the car. Is that what happened when Cora was going to let Crochet go past 85 pitches?
That's
hit the leash?
No, he hit. Now, Dan, what happened is he ran into the invisible electric fence.
Craig Breslow was listening, and he pushed the button and jerked Alec Cora. You will not be going for a complete game tonight. In fact, you barely get out of the fifth inning.
Yeah, wouldn't that be hilarious?
But it's his name that's on the line right now. It's his career that's on the line right now. If this season blows up, this is going to be seen as a failure for Alex Cora. I really believe that. I think that's where it's going to lie. Whether it costs him his job or not, I don't know. Job security, the way he talked about it yesterday, maybe not. But I think his name is going to be tied to this team because the perception was there's more talent. And he put himself out there starting the end of last year. We're not going to struggle again. We're a good baseball team. And then you look at it, and you're not a good baseball team. So that was a good hour of Red Sox ripping before they play a game tonight in Atlanta. We'll see if they can turn the fortunes around here on WEEI with the great broadcast. We're promising a great broadcast, if not
tremendous,
a great game. Two Wills and a Lou couldn't be better for a baseball game.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.